Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus for Harav Chananya Yom Tov ben Pesaleya and for Marasasha Pesaleya Esther Besoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, and also a refuah shlema for Harav Chaim Yitzchak ben Freida Fegaleya and for Yona ben Golda Zahava. They should all have a refuah shlema. Besoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. We're going to be learning a mir tishem about the inyan of mechiras chametz, based on a lovely article by the former chief rabbi of Medinat Yisrael, Harav Bakshi Doron, who was just nifter himself, Rachmana Litzlan, from the coronavirus. So I thought it's very fitting and appropriate to learn his Torah. This is in Siman Chaf Aleph of his Sefer Binyan Av, a great Sefer, a set of Sfarim. Five volumes of Tshuvas and a volume on Refuah. Three more volumes on Yanei Parsha, Moadim. This is in Siman Aleph of the fourth volume. Rav Bakshi Doron writes as follows. It's a very interesting maisa that in the first year where he served on the chief rabbinate, he sold the country's chametz to a goy, and it turns out that this goy was a well-known Arab lawyer, and for years he'd been buying the chametz, and it was done in front of journalists, newspaper people who were recording it, documenting it, publicizing it, taking pictures, kedarkam. And then on the night of Yadalit, early Yadalit, Lachar B'dikas Chametz, Rav Bakshi Doron gets a telephone call from his colleague, the Ashkenazi chief rabbi, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Laushlita, that a certain Talmud Chacham had read about it in the newspaper. And this Talmud Chacham happens to know that this Arab, this guy who bought the chametz, is in fact the son of a Jewish woman who had converted to Islam in her youth, which would make him, and his mother of course, Jewish. So there wasn't enough time to check out whether this was really true. So he turned to his friend, the rabbi of Jerusalem, Rav Yitzchak Kulitz, then Shlita, now Zichrono Livracha, and he asked that he should accept a shliach to sell. He should accept the shliach who was sent by the Rabbanut HaRashit to sell the chametz to the Rabbanut of Yerushalayim, and then the Rabbanut of Yerushalayim will sell to a goy. And so it was, and so all the problem was solved. So if this Arab was really Jewish, so then they ended up selling it to a different guy. So now we get into the halachic discussion. Says Harav Bakshi Doron, he writes very, very lucid, clear, with a very lucid, clear style, and therefore it makes it very easy to read. The Hebrew is quite modern, and it's really a pleasure. ואין לומר שכיוון שמכרנו את החמץ לאורך דין במחירה גמורה, אי אפשר למחור לאחר, אפי שיש לדון את המחירה לאורך דין כמקח טעות. So, he says, you're going to say to me that I already sold it to the first guy. How can I sell it to the second guy? The answer is that if the first guy was really a Jew, so then it was a mekach tos. Mekach tos, it was a mistake, so the sale wasn't a sale. So, לאחר הפסח בירחתי עם עורתין עם נכונה השמועה, ואמר לי שאימו בת לאם ערבייה שאבי היהודי. So he spoke to the Arab guy, and he said that his mother was the daughter of an Arab woman whose father was a Jew. לאחר מכן התברר שאכן אמו עצמה יהודיה שתאסלמה בצעירותה, וביררנו הדבר להלכה ולא למעשה, מה היה דין החמץ אם לא היינו מוכרים אותו לנוכרי אחר. So it turns out afterwards that his mother, it seems that his mother's mother had in fact been a Jewish girl who converted to Islam, Rahmana Litzlan. Or maybe the mother, I'm not sure which mother, whether it's his mother or his grandmother. Anyway, whether it's his mother or it's grandmother, then he's Jewish. And therefore the bottom line is, the shaila is, what is now the din of the chametz? Is this chametz going to be chametz she'avar alav Pesach? He sold it to a mummer, to an apostate Jew, to a Jew who's living like a goy. And now the shaila is this chametz going to have the yisur of chametz she'avar alav Pesach? The Taz in Orach Chaim Siman Tov Mem Ches Sif Katan Dalet writes, "V'davar Pashut U'She'en Lemkor Chametz Lemumar She'af Al Pi She'Chata Yisraelu U'Maseh Haya Be'Echad She'Chzik Urdin Unda B'Kfar She'Machar Yain Saraf Shelo La'Apakit Shelo She'Ha Mumar V'Haya Sach Harbei V'Kasheh Hadavar La'Afsid Hayain Saraf V'Karov Ela She'Lo Yetzeh Et Yisrael B'Zeh V'Amarti She'Yachlifenu Apakid Im Akum Acher V'Yikach Menu Yesh Acher V'Az Mutar Li Yisrael." וזה כמו דאיתה פרקמה דחולין חמץ של עוברי עבירה מותר אחר הפסח בפני שהן מחליפין. So we see from this Taz that chametz that was sold to a mummer is osur bahana, and it is only permitted להחליף, to exchange it for something else. ואמרתי שיחליפנו. Here we're talking about selling schnapps, selling chametz sticker drink. So yesh, they call it yain saraf. So if it's exchanged, then it's mutter, and then behefsed merubah. Only if there's going to be a great loss, when he's not going to listen anyway. He's not going to listen anyway. And there's, so then you can tell him to exchange it. There's a great loss involved, and he's not going to listen anyway. You could tell him to exchange it, but obviously, ideally, the chametz should just not be used at all. The Shari Tshuva in Sif Katan Aleph brings the name of the Tshuva's Makom Shmuel in Siman Yud Zayin, who argues with the Taz, and his opinion is Shemumar Shekana Chametz Mutar Lachzor V'Leknot Menu Lochol. That if a mummer buys chametz, you're allowed to buy it back and eat it. We don't say Yisrael Afa Pishachata Yisrael, who, that a Jew, even though he sinned, remains a Jew. In this context, obviously, he's still a Jew, but this means that he still has to keep mitzvahs. But as far as we're concerned, he's like a goy, and Memela, you can buy the chametz back. And says the Shari Tshuva, and this Tshuva of the Mokum Shmuel, Ve'en Lismoch Klal Al Zeh, we should not at all rely on this. V'rayotav Dchuyim La'aniyut Da'ati, and his rayas are rejected, in my humble opinion. Va'ikar kiposkim rishonim va'achronim da'aviki Yisrael l'chol mili. The correct approach is like the rishonim and achronim, that he's considered a Jew for all matters. Ve'ein lazuz meheros hataz, we have to stick with the taz, that his chametz is aser, if it's avra lava pesach, again, unless we're talking about very extreme circumstances. V'chein posak, HaShulchan Aruch HaRav, HaPri Megadim, and for us, most importantly, the Mishnah Berura, there in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, Kedivrei HaTaz. In the Stei Chemed, he is a very long Marechetz Chametz Umatzah. So in Siman Tes of Aleph, he brings in the name of the Shut Chachmo Musar. The Stechemet Mamish was like he was using computers without, before they were computers. His mind in his library were his computers. Unbelievable. So in the Tshuvas Chachmo Musar, Rabbi Yerucham has to say for Das Chachmo Musar, but not the same. He writes that Shebediyevet Shekvar Machru Lemumar V'yevshal Machol Lachir Shekvar Avar Azman Yesh Latir V'osif B'Shem Magen Elef B'Siman Ze Shevi Divrei Ataz V'Katav Sheyot Shekashel Lizeher B'Ze B'Mekomot Shemochrei Yesh V'Shechar Hem Yisrael Mumrim Yesh L'Lamed Kula B'Ze Mishim Shekol Asura L'Asur Chamet Shavala V'Pesach Mishim Shavar Abal Yera'e V'Anu G'dei Shal Yidei Ze Yimana V'Lo Yishechem Tso V'Ze Shech Dafka B'Yisrael She'im Ne'esor Lo Achilato והנעתו אחר בפסח לא ישן ולא יעבור הבעל יראה אבל יהודי מומר שגם בפסח אוכל חמץ וגם אם נאסור לו חמצו אחר הפסח ודאי לא ישמע וישה חמץ בחי גבנו לא כנסו רבנן. So this is an interesting svar. What's the whole word? Why do we say chametz shavala v'pesach is asur? Because it's a knas in order to ensure that people get rid of their chametz, they don't play games, in order that they're not going to be over on bal yirai. But a mumar is not going to, doesn't care about bal yirai. So therefore there's no reason to cancel him, there's no reason to penalize him, the penalty shouldn't apply, because the whole reason for the penalty doesn't apply, because he doesn't care. We're talking about somebody who cares about Bal Yerah. Such a person, we're concerned that he should keep Bal Yerah, he shouldn't get rid of the chametz. But the person who doesn't care about Bal Yerah isn't going to get rid of the chametz, so therefore there's no reason to penalize him, and therefore his chametz should be mutar l'achar ha-pesach. And he concludes, "Shiyesh letzadeid beheter ze ach lechatchila v'day asur mishum lefnei iver." So there is a tzad heter, but lechatchila you shouldn't do it. It's lefnei iver, selling it to a mummer. Obviously, don't go lechatchila to sell it to a mummer. And then he adds another svara that the isser of bal yirah is not in every kizayis. So if anyway this Jew has chametz on Pesach, if he buys him more chametz, he is not over on, if he buys more chametz, then he's not over on Baal Yerah. So we have two svaras. Either anyway he's going to be over on Baal Yerah, or you're not over in any kezayis, and anyway he has chametz, so you could sell it then. V'nei svara zo, writes Rav Bakshi Doron, shekol haknas al chametz shavar alav pesach ubichdei shelo yavor al Baal Yerah. ואם בלאו הכי יעבור אין לכנסו, אפשר לאומרה לדעת הסוברים שכנסו רק במזיד. אולם, למי דקיים עלה, שגם אם לא מחר חמצו בשוגג ואפילו באונס החמץ אסור, וגם אם בתלו אינו עובר, שאינו עובר הבא ירא מן התורה, החמץ אסור, כמבואר בשולחן ערוך תף ממחת. ולדעת הנודע ביהודה מדורה קמה ורבי קיבי עגר באור החיים סימן יוטט ורבי קיבי עגר בתשובות מדורה קמה סימן חב ג', גם אם היה אנוס וביטל החמץ, החמץ אסור בהנאה, לפי שהכנס על חמץ שעבר עליו הפסח שאסור הוא לא רק כנס על הגב רק כדי שלא יעבור, אלא גם כנס על החפצה של החמץ שאסור גם לאחרים, לפי זה אין מקום להקל כספרת המגן על אלף. So he rejects this svara. He says the svara that says that it's only because the person is going to be over on Bal Yerah, we want to prevent the Bal Yerah, and that's why we ask for the chametz. But if anyway it's going to be over on Bal Yerah, there's no reason to ask for chametz. That would not hold water according to the way we paskin, that even ba'ones, even if a person ba'ones has chametz, and even if he tried to be, he was mevatel chametz, the chametz remains aser b'hana. Because it's not just a din on the gavra to prevent the gavra from being over on Bal Yerah, it's a din on the chefza, that any chametz that was owned by a Jew is Usher. And if any chametz, so it's not just that he shouldn't be over on Bal Yerah, it's not just mitzad the person, it's also mitzad the chametz. So since it's mitzad the chametz, so even if he was anus and he really wanted to sell the chametz, he really wanted to destroy the chametz, but he was unable to destroy the chametz, so this guy has in his house these nice, beautiful rolls, challahs, and he wanted to get rid of them before Pesach, but he was unable to. So it's chametz shavalav a Pesach, even if he was honest, he was unable to. Even if he was mevatel, chametz shavalav a Pesach, the chametz is aser b'hana. So therefore, it's not going to help to use the svar, and therefore, if it's a din on the chametz, and then selling it to a mummer, the svar wouldn't apply that the chametz would be mutter. There's a knas on the chametz. The chametz is aser because it was owned by a Jew. And continues Rav Bakshi Doron, V'ra'iti b'shut sho'elu meishiv ma'adur ha'tinyan ha'chelek dalet siman yud, she'katav leva'er divrei ha'emunah ha'amakom Shmuel, de'af te'kaimalan she'Yisrael af al pishachata Yisrael hu, yesh makom la'kel b'kidvarav, v'zeh l'shono, v'hineh l'chora nira davar chadash, de'af te'divrei ha'makom Shmuel hu tamua, de'gam la'atzmo nekra Yisrael v'ra'yu kasher lamul, לולי דאינו בר ברית וגם כשר לשליחות וממעט בחלק ירושה. אולם נראה שיש לחלק על פי מה שכתבתי בתשובה אחרת, בתשובה אחת לעניין מומר, לחלק לכל שעדיין לא מת ויש מקום שישוב, אז מקרה עדיין ישראל לכל עוד בו נשמתו יקב לתשובתו. והערכתי לעניין זיקת ייבום, לכל שמת שוב נשאר בהמרתו. ולפי זה גם כאן יש לומר, דווקא בדבר שאינו כעת מומר, לעניין זה יש לומר, דמקרי ישראל אף על פי שחטא, ובכל רגע יוכל לשוב להיות ישראל. אבל לעניין מה שמכו חמץ למומר או להפך, שמומר מחר את חפצו אם כממה נפשך, אם באמת אין רצונו לבטל, ועובר בכל רגע על בה ייראה, ואינו מבערו מן העולם, הרי נשאר בהמרתו ואינו ישראל, ומה מועיל לו תשובתו אחר כך על מה שכבר עבר בבעל יראה, ושוב חמצו מותר. So says the Shaul HaMeishiv that this whole svara of the Makom Shmuel is difficult to understand. What do you mean? He's a guy, he's a Jew. Israel af al pi shechat Yisrael. But he says that I discussed elsewhere that a mummer, we say Yisrael Af is called Yisrael Af Pishachata because every moment he can come back and do tshuva. But if he's dead, then we don't say that anymore because he's dead. So in our case, when the chametz was sold to a mummer, or a mummer sold his chametz, so if really he doesn't want to be mevatel and he's over every moment at Baal Yeroeh, and he's not mevar min ha'olam, he's not destroying it from the world, so he's remaining a mummer and he's not a Jew. So what is the tshuva going to help afterwards when he was already over on Baal Yeroeh? And therefore, his chametz is mutter. So you sell the chametz to the guy, and he remains a mummer. He remains a mummer. You see that he's a mummer. And now we're judging after Pesach. So after Pesach, you know that on Pesach he didn't do tshuva, because you know that on Pesach he didn't do tshuva. So it's like dead person. It's already too late. And once it's too late, so now he really had the status of a guy. In other words, if you accept, like the Shaul HaMeishiv is learning, that Yisrael shechata Yisrael b'shechata Yisrael was because he can do tshuva, not because his mother is Jewish and therefore you're Jewish no matter what, but because he can do tshuva. But in this case we see that over Pesach he didn't do tshuva, he remained a mummer. So if he remains a mummer, then it's like a goy, and then there's no problem of Yisrael alfa b'shechata, there's no problem of the Jew owning chametz, because he really has the status of a goy. So that's all if you go with the mahalach that it's a din on the person. And since this person has it can't do tshuva because Pesach already passed, So the chametz is going to be mutter. Ulam. But adds Rav Bakshi Doron, lefima shekaimelan shaknasu ala chametz שעבר עליו הפסח בכל מצב, הרי שכבר בפסח, שהיה מצווה ועומד לבערו, נאסר החמץ. Wait a second. But if you say it's a din on the chametz, you're not relating to the person. You're relating to the chametz. Now, let's look at the chametz on Pesach. Right? This guy was mitzuva on Pesach to destroy the chametz, right? Just because somebody becomes a mummer, you can't resign from being a Jew. I once was on the Long Island Railroad and I met a guy and we started to talk and he told me, I'm a Kohen, but I resigned. What do you mean you resigned? He married a Grusha. He decided he's in love with this divorcee and he wants to marry her, so he resigned from the Kahuna. We don't really have that option. You can't resign from being a Kohen. You can't resign from being a Jew. So this guy can't resign from being a Jew. So on Pesach, he's really Jewish. So if you hold the whole word is the person, it's a din in the person, it's a knas on the person. So you can say that the knas wouldn't apply to a mummer, because a mummer, what are you hoping that a mummer does? You're hoping that a mummer does tshuva. And since you're hoping that the mummer will do tshuva, so you say Yisrael afa pishachata Yisrael hu, and therefore, in theory, if you sold him chametz, then the chametz should be aser, because he's mitzuva ve'ome to get rid of the chametz. But what are you going to say? You can say like the Sholem Eishiv says. The Sholem Eishiv says that when do you hope that this person does tshuva? When there's still a chance for him to do tshuva. But if he's already dead, it's over. There's no more chance. And so to this mummer, once Pesach ends, so he can't change what was on Pesach. On Pesach he intended to own the chametz. And if on Pesach he intended to own the chametz, so then the knas wouldn't apply to him. Why wouldn't the knas apply to him? Because we're only giving a knas to people to prevent them from being over on Bal Yeruah. But if this guy is a mummer, he doesn't care about Bal Yeruah. So the knas only applies to people who care about Bal Yeruah. But a person who's a mummer, who doesn't care about Bal Yeruah, so the knas wouldn't apply. So, now that Pesach is over, now we look back, and here we had a guy throughout the entire Pesach who was a mummer, where he didn't care. So in the meantime, we're waiting for him to do tshuva. So throughout all of Pesach, we're waiting for him to do tshuva. But we see that Lamaisa, he didn't do tshuva. So since Lemaisa he didn't do tshuva, so it turns out that he was a mummer who didn't care. And therefore, since he's a mummer who doesn't care, the whole knas doesn't apply to him. We're waiting the whole time. We're saying maybe he'll do tshuva. And if he does tshuva, then it's going to be Chametz Shavah Lava Pesach. But if in the end we see that he didn't do tshuva, what does that mean? It meant that the whole time he was a mummer. And this mummer doesn't care. And if the mummer doesn't care, then the knas doesn't apply to him. But this only works if you say it's a din on the gavra. That since it turns out retroactively he was a mummer and he can't do anything to change that, so the chametz is going to be mutter as if it was owned by a goy. But we paskin that it's not just a din in the gavra. It's also a din in the cheftz and the chametz. Any chametz owned by somebody whose mother is a Jew, is going to be aser. And throughout Pesach, this person had a tzivui to be mevayer the chametz. So in the end, he wasn't mevayer the chametz, and it turns out that he was a mummer, and the mummer didn't care. And if somebody doesn't care, then the takana doesn't apply to him. Av chametz shavar lav Pesach. Seder, but what about during Pesach? It already became aser during Pesach. Right after Pesach, we saw that he was a mummer and he didn't care. But already on Pesach, it already became aser al chametz shavar lav Pesach. Because he's mitzvah levayer, he's Jewish, and he didn't do it. And since he didn't do it, now there's a din on the chametz to that it's aser. So the Sholem Eshev wanted to say that any other mummer, we're hoping every second he's going to do tshuva. And he has to do tshuva. So if we say Yisrael af bishachat Yisrael, but once he's dead, he can't do tshuva anymore. So then it's already too late. Now he has a din mummer. Discusses this regarding Yibum. But here, in our case, says the Sholem Eshev, it's already over. Pesach is over. So it's like he's dead. As far as this halacha is concerned, it's like he's dead. There's no longer a chance that he was going to do tshuva on Pesach. So if that's the case, we don't say Yisrael alfa pishachati Yisrael hu. We consider him like a goy because he didn't do tshuva. Consider him a mummer the entire way through. We see that he didn't do tshuva, he's a mummer the entire way through. And the chametz is mutter. And the chametz is mutter because the whole knas was to make sure that the person's not over on Baal Yerai. But this guy doesn't care about Baal Yerai, so that the knas doesn't apply to him. But again, we paskin that it's a din on the chametz itself. Not only on the gavra, it's din on the chametz itself. When did the chametz become aser? Already on Pesach. He was mitzvah levayer, he didn't. So the chametz already became aser. In the Tshuva Sholem Eshev, it's himself, in the Madura Tlisach, Elik Beis, Simin Samach, he writes, Shaloka Divrei HaMokom Shmuel, and he's Matri Mitam Acher. B'chol Amoyed Ovar Neshalti Meichad She Mochar HaShenk, Shelo Ima HaYesh, V'Sachar L'Nochri Echad Kedos. Im Yesh V'Sachar L'Nochri Echad Kedos. So he sold his cabinet with the forbidden beer schnapps to a certain guy. Uchamor iskotim imo ishto ha'arelis v'amelo shehum mumer v'kashe shama ha'shenker ba lefanai lisho ma mishpat ha'yesh ulechor lefim ha'shkosev ataz b'simetaf memches. So here we have a similar case that they found afterwards that this person, the guy that he sold the chametz to, is really Yisrael Mummer. As his Goyish wife said to him, you're Yisrael Mummer. And so he quotes the Taz, that Mummer alf bishachat Yisrael, so the Mechir is not a good Mechir, you have to pour it out. Even though he's Anus, we pask, and even if the person is Shogeg or Anus, the Achamitz is Aser, if he didn't sell it. So here, V'huadin Kan, Hashem Mechir Havei B'tos, so here also, where the mechira was a mistake, and therefore it wasn't sold, and the chametz should remain in the possession of the of the seller. And even though in the Tshuvas Makom Shmuel he's cholek on the Taz, but the Sholem Eshev says, I don't accept that. I don't think the Makom Shmuel is correct. I think the Taz is correct that if you sell it to a mummer, it's no good. So the Sholem Eshev continues, and he writes as follows. אמנם בגוף הדין נראה לפי הנסדאיתי דמותר היש, דהנה כבר נודה מה שכסף התואר שור בבחור שור פסח המחף א', דמה שמותר למכור החומץ, אף שאינו רק הערמד, הרי מוכרים לאן יעקום, הוא משום דמין התורה בביטול סגי, ורק מדרבנן צריך למכור לתקן מה שצריך לבאר חמץ. לפי זה אינו רק מדרבנן, והערמד בדרבנן שרי. ולפי זה הדבר דומה לבדיקת הריאה, וקיים לה מסימן להמתת, אף שנאבד הריאה בשוגג אסור כדי שלא יערים. מקום מקום בשניים שבדקו ואמרו שמצאו יפה. בשניים אומרים שלא נמצא יפה, כתב השח, דף תתראי ותראי אסור. מקום מקום כיוון שמדוריית הקשר בלא בדיקה, אף תחזר תקנו בדיקה, הרי הוא קיים מצוות בדיקה ובחי אגב נקשר, מייתר הוא הדין כאן. למן התורה בביטול סגי, אף שחמים תקנו בדיקה, ואף אם לא בדק ששגג או ננס אסור, היינו שכל שלום אחר כלל. אבל כאן הוא מחר וקיים תיקון חזל, אף שנתגלה אחר כך שהמחירה היה בטעות, שוב בביטול סגי בביטול באלמה, והבדיקה כבר קיים. So he makes an interesting tzushtel, an interesting comparison. Says the Bechor Shor, Emsachim Chof Aleph, that you're allowed to sell chametz, even though it's a harama, and you know you're going to be getting the chametz back afterwards, that's because you're selling it to a poor guy who can't afford to buy all your chametz. It's because min haTorah, bittul's enough. And only midrabanan we're selling to be metakein, that really you should be burning your chametz. Midrabanan. So it's all, since we're only in the realm of derabanan, harama midrabanan, even though it's a little bit of a trick, but harama midrabanan is mutter. It's not really... The guy's not really going to buy it from you, but the Rabbanan, since we're only in the Rabbanan case, Haram the Rabbanan is mutter. So, therefore, it's like Bedikas HaReya, that we paskin, that even if the Reya, even if the lung of the animal is lost, Shogeg, it's Aser, in order that he shouldn't be Marim, and I guess pretend that it's lost, when it really isn't. So, you have to. Yeah, you, if a lost reya is usr. Nevertheless, let's say two people checked the animal, and they said it's good, and two people checked and they said it's no good, not kosher. So the shach writes that trei utrei is usr, two against two is usr. Nevertheless, since daraisa it's kosher below batika, but daraisa you don't have to check the lungs. It's only derabbanan that you have to check the lungs. This person was Mekayim the mitzvah of Bedika and B'chai Gavna Kasher. So if he did what Chazal told him to do, he checks. In such a case, we're going to be mad, even though normally Trey and Trey is Aser. But here, since Daraisa, you don't have to check at all. Midaraisa is kasher below bedika. And he chazal were metakin bedika. And he did the proper bedika. So here you could be makel, and at the rabbanan level you could be makel, because you don't even need bedika in the first place. And here you did the proper bedika. Just two said yes, two said no. So since we're only dealing with the rabbanan, you could be makel. So here also, so since we're only in the rabbanan level, bebitul sagi, even though Vittel's enough, even though Chacham were attacking Bedika, even if he didn't check, because he was Shogeg or Nanas, it's going to be Aser. Why is it going to be Aser? Because he didn't sell. He didn't sell, and he didn't check. So it's Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach. Even if he did Bittel, but it's not enough. He has to do Bedika, he has to get rid of the Chametz. If he didn't get rid of the Chametz, so we have a takana that it's aser. But here, he was mocher. He was mekayim the takana of Chazal. So even though it turns out afterwards that the mechira is betos, so we're going to go back to the doraisa level, And we're going to say that it's mutter. Since he was Mekayim, the Takana Rabbanan, we're going to go back to the Doraisa, even though it turns out it was Betos. We're going to go back to the Doraisa and be matir it, just like in the lung. 2 against 2, normally we aser, but here we're going to be matir because he did the proper bedika, because Midoraisa, you don't need to bedika at all, it's kosher without a bedika. So says Rav Bakshi Doron, ויש להבין דבריו שלכאורה אין הנידון דומה לראיה, שלגבי חיוב בדיקת הראיה מדרבנן, הטעם שתראו בתראיות ראיו משום שמדאורייתא אין צריך בדיקה, וחכמים הצריכו בדיקה, על כן בתראיות ראי הווי ספק דרבנן לכולה. ומה שאסרו בנעבד, אף דהווי ספק דרבנן. ומשום שלא נתקיים כאן, חיוב חכמים שתקנו לבדוק ולחזק דבריהם אסרו הראיה. אולם במכירת חמץ, כשהוברר שנמכר לישראל מומר, אין כאן כל ספק. ולא קיים מצוות ביור כלל, שחכמים תקנו שאין די בביטול, אלא יש לבדוק ולבאר החמץ. וביור הוא לשורפו להוציאו מרשותו, ומכירה לנוכרי הוא הוצא מרשותו, ואם לא עשה כמצוות חכמים ומכר החמץ לישראל מומר, לא קיים מצוות חכמים כלל, ואין כאן שום ספק דרבנן. וראי זה דומה לבודק הראייה ונמצא טריפה, שבוודאי לא נאמר שכיוון שקיים בדיקת חזר בחי גוון הקשר, וצריך עיון דברי השואל ומשיב. So Bakshi Doron says a beautiful chiluk. You can't compare the two cases. When it comes to the chiyuv of bedikas hareya midrabanan, the reason we were matir b'trei u'trei is because d'oraisa doesn't require bedika. Chachamim say you need to do bedika. This person did a bedika, it's trei u'trei. Trei u'trei is a suffix, so midrabanan we're going to go l'kula. And not that we asked when the reya was lost, even if it's only a suffix d'rabanan, because he didn't do the takan of chazal. He didn't check the reya. If he didn't check the rating to the Tekanas Chazal, we're going to answer it. But if he did the Tekanas Chazal, he checked, and now we're left, we buy with the suffix. We're left with the suffix. The suffix is 2 against 2. So there, we could be Mekel. There, I get that we're Mekel. Because Aquaponim, he was Mekayim Tekanas Chazal, and now we're in a state of suffix. But here, with Mechiras Chametz, if he sold it to Yisrael Mumma, there's no suffix at all. He wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah of beer at all. Chachamim said, it's not enough to do Bittel, you also have to get rid of the Chametz. And this get, one way to get rid of the chametz is by selling it. But he didn't sell it. Turns out Lamaisa, he didn't sell it. The guy was a guy. And if you're going with the Taz, so selling it to a Yisrael Mumr, selling it to a Jew. So he's selling it to a Jew. He didn't do Takanas Chazal at all. So what is he left with? He's left with a case. There's no suffix. He didn't do Takanas Chazal. If he didn't do Takanas Chazal, so we have a knas. That his chametz is going to be Yasser. So that's his kasha on the Sholem Eshiv. And Rav Bakshi Doron is Torech to be Miyashiv, the Divrei HaSholem Eshiv. And we are not yet finished with this shir. If you look again, it's in the fourth volume of Siman Chof Aleph. But we still would like to B'li Neder continue. And find a way to be matir this chametz that was sold to a Yisrael mummer. Again, we have a basic machlokas achronim, if such chametz is considered chametz arba lava pesach, between the Taz and the Makom Shmuel. And the Mirtz Hashem, b'li neder, in the next shir, we will see more. Shalom, shalom, svidis, and mazbalavit friends.